Please help me to welcome onto the stage to lead this panel, Mr. Clive Hoffman, all the way from Cape Town. Give him a hand.
Good afternoon. We've got an exciting panel session to share with you today. Our panel here is going to share with you, they're all a bunch of successful network marketers, and they're going to share with you the experiences of helping new people to get started in our business. And that came out very strongly last night, is that you have to spend time to help your new people to grow and get started. So I just want to quickly ask our panel to each introduce themselves, their name, where they come from, the town, the province, or the country, and what they do besides our GNLD business.
Adelina Machado, I come from Maputo, Mozambique, and I teach at university.
Esther Lowe from the Strand.
John Chaza from Matsulu, Nelspruit. I was a teacher and I've decided to do GNLD full time.
Piet Steen, come from Vereniging. I'm an engineer by training.
Oh, great. Now you know the credentials here. And I'd like to put a question to all of them. It's a collective question, and each of them are going to answer. I want to know from you, getting a new people started and helping them to start and grow, what, in your opinion, would be the focus area for their business? Starting with you, Piet.
It's difficult to single out something, Clive. I think the most important thing that I keep forgetting is that the people who start new in the business really don't know anything what it is about. And therefore, we have structured a little, shall we say, training program that people can go through at their own pace, which will introduce them to the basic concepts in the business. So I think that is the focus area for us.
Excellent. Thank you, Piet. John?
I'm trying to make them understand the business first. So I concentrate on the basics of the business. Because by doing the basics, for example, if I train them on how to use products, and then in that way they'll be making money. And the main reason for them joining the business, it's making money. And also to keep them in the business, to have that courage, I'll help them to have other people. In other words, to duplicate themselves.
Great. Thanks, John. Esther?
Well, we do something similar to Piet with the help of Hansi. We have a business launch for new people. So I know we will take a Saturday morning for 2 hours and give them some solid training, like a kickstart, so they know exactly what's happening and how they do it. And we, David and myself, we've got a little packet that we put together, and just to help them to give something in their hands so that they can go out and feel confident and to be able to share what they've heard with other people. Because the main focus is to duplicate. But to get them motivated, you need to stress the dreams as well. Because you'll focus on the dreams and give them something in their hand so that they can go out and reach their first goal.
Thank you, Esther. Adelina?
For us, it's also important, duplication. So product use and inviting, it's very important.
Okay, Adelina, hold on to that microphone. While you're talking about the inviting bit especially, you know, it all sounds very good when you've got things on paper and you're telling this is what people must do. Can you take us through the practicality of how you help that new person with the inviting, what they do and what you help them with?
That one I learned from a downline. Most of the time when people come to see the business, they say, I don't know whom I'm going to invite. And a downline of mine some time ago said, if you want to organize a party, whom would you invite? Would you have a lack of people to invite for your party? And normally people say, no, I would have to cut some names because there would be too many. So I use that strategy and it works. I can give an example of a lady that joined some time ago, and I told her this experience. On Friday, she invited 20 people to her house, 12 showed up, 7 signed the form immediately, 2 paid for the kit immediately. And that example in front of other people made other people excited, and they want to do the same thing also.
Just a minute, can we stick with Adelina? Adelina, that new person who invites the people for the party, do you guide them? Do you give them the words to use? Do you sit with them while they talk to these people? How do they get them to come?
Normally we say, keep it very simple. We say, I have a good opportunity for you. Please come to my house, I will show you something. And in the first presentation, they are not the ones who are doing. We as the uplines, we do the presentation for them.
Excellent. And at what point or how do you phase this new person in to start taking part in the presentation?
Normally after he starts using the products, we put him them to start sharing the products first. And afterwards, after seeing 2 or 3 presentations, he can also start talking about the company or about the business concept.
Excellent. So you take them with baby steps into doing the full presentation eventually. Wonderful, excellent. Thank you, Adelina. Esther, you were talking about a package that you've put together and how you take the new people through it. Can you take us through the practicalities of what that involves?
To add on to what she was saying is when you have a new person, it's really difficult for them to invite someone. And I found that myself when I started, and I was, you know, and then I just realized if you don't share this opportunity with someone, maybe they were praying for something and this opportunity will pass them. And they're not saying no to you, they're saying no to the opportunity. But what we find that, especially for new people, which makes it easier, is if we use the third party approach. Okay, so say for instance, you're brand new in the business and I say to you, or you can say to the person, to someone else, I've started this exciting business. Do you know someone who would like to look at an opportunity to make some extra money? Do you know someone that you can refer me to? So it's not a direct approach, and that just helps that person, you know, because they don't know how the business works right in the beginning. And if this person doesn't feel threatened when someone comes in and say, I think you don't make enough money. So, and they're always helpful to refer someone to you. And then if they want, usually they say, what is it about? And this person can say, or I can say, listen, give me 20 minutes of your time and I will sit down and explain it to you. So that's just to add on to that. Now the packet that we put together, because you know our objective is to build a solid network of product users. So you need to duplicate. And because I was sharing with Clive this morning, we travel a lot. And sometimes you don't see that person before in a month's time or whatever. So you have to leave them with something that they can go on with. So we have, like the presentation of this morning, we have like a one-on-one presentation, which they can use. And it's important to go through the presentation again with them, just to, you know, to that they can be sure how to use it and just to know, okay, this is the reason why I joined. So I just, you know, it's important to do that. And then we've got the welcome letter with all the admin detail. We're in the Marshall team and telephone numbers, and fancy, and where they fit into the picture so that they immediately, they can see that I am part of a family. And if I need help, there's numbers to phone, and so they have all these contacts. Numbers of the company, everything they need. And the other thing is that I want to agree with what this gentleman said, that you have to show them how to use the products as well. So we would have at the back the price comparison and a health quiz. And I will sit down and help them place an order. Because that's one thing that we've found, that many people say they will do it, but if you don't show them how to do it, it's very difficult not to do it, or very easy not to do it. So we show them how to do it.
Thank you, Esther. John, you were alluding to helping people with growing personally in the business. Can you give us some practical examples of how you'd go about that?
Yes, you know, I've been working with children, learners. And that made me to take new people in the business, just like learners. And try to sell my philosophy to them. So first of all, I sit down with them and I want them to draft a dream chart. So from that dream chart, we unpack the dream chart. And then now we bring it in terms of money. So now we check the things that they have on the dream chart. How much will they need to have in order to have those things? And then after doing that, that amount, we use this the pamphlet that is found in our kit, where there's this showing of the amount, the minimum amount that people get out of this business. So from that now, a new distributor will be able to know roughly which pin must he or she have in order to have that amount that will help him or her to be, I mean to fulfill the dreams. So after doing that now, we stick to working now. It means now they'll have to know that, okay, for example, if he's supposed to be a director, we'll work on the director. What is it that they should do? That means a list of names and all that. And then I'll work with those people, showing them how to make money by now doing demonstrations for them and making them aware that in this business, you have to make money. That's now the 100 PV. Mm-hmm. Train them to do the 100 PV. And the 100 PV should be, you know, for them to enjoy the business. I also tell them that they will have to get a bonus. So to have a bonus, that's now the 250 PV. So we work on that. And that means now with the person, we'll be able to work on the demonstration meetings, and also we'll go out and talk to people, those friends, the friends we have, in order now to have the downline, and also to help them with the DVD that we get in the kit. That DVD, they listen the DVD, and then the following day I come to them, so that they just relate on what they've understood from the DVD. So that together, you know, I make them friends. Mm. They become my friends, especially during the first month of the business.
John, do you think it's important to build that relationship, the friendship?
Yes, it is important, because now, for them being my friends, they'll be able to, you know, to say whatever they want to say about the business, even the challenges. They'll relate their challenges to me, and I'll be in a position to help them.
Thank you, John. Great. Pete, you were talking about this, welcoming the new person in the business with the first few weeks of training. Can you talk us through that?
You know, Clive, when we started the business, Monday night, 7:30 was training, period. And you were always told it wasn't compulsory, but it actually was compulsory. People have changed. And what I'm thinking about is trying to find a way that you can lock people into a training cycle that suits them. It may be, and it is different for different people. The young people in our team do their own training in their own way, have their own type of sizzle sessions. The exchange of information happens in a certain way. But there are other people that just don't feel comfortable linking into that kind of structured program, and then you have to spend time at their house. This guide that we have, which is incidentally based essentially on the Eagle Team training manual, but we find that in itself to be a little overwhelming for new people, so we have reduced that to something which is a little bit more palatable in the beginning. But the whole purpose of that is to find with a new downline and the people that they bring into the business the way that is more comfortable for them to be able to deal with this requirement, this need for training and imparting of knowledge and also enthusiasm and encouragement and all of those things in the beginning. And there are many different ways of doing that. I just want to add on to what the panel has been saying in two respects, or by way of tips. The first one is that the media that we have available, such as emails and Facebook and so on, I think we need to exploit and explore those more. One of the very first things I do when a new downline gets started is to add them to my distribution list on my emails, and whatever information I get, I can immediately pass on that way very, very easily, and it keeps them somewhat hooked in the process. The second tip is when we do a kit opening, similar to what Hester was talking about, especially if the lead in the new business at that stage is the lady of the house, let them unpack and discover the kit rather than you unpacking it for them. It's like unpacking a present and discovering things in there and asking questions about what they are pulling out of the box rather than an instruction system the other way around.
Okay. Now, Pete, before you hand over, when you go through this first few weeks of training, is there an element of taking this new person on the road out on a one-on-one or a two-on-one, helping them get onto the CDs and positive books and so on?
In this little summary of having your own business, or welcome to your own business type of document that we give them, there are, at the last section of it, includes the personal development part, where we actually have a list of recommended reading and recommended CDs that they should acquire in time. So it's an easy matter when you're sitting with the document in front of you to say, well, where are you on this page? You know, what are you doing in that respect? Clive, what was the first part of your question?
The element of doing a one-on-one with them or two-on-ones.
Oh, yes. All of these ways of sharing, of showing new people the business are explained very briefly, or explained is too fancy a word. It's really just a point-by-point system of how you do these things. And when you sit with new people, you are going to discover by talking through these things with them which one of the methodologies appeal to them. Some people just really prefer to invite people to jump in the car with them and go to a GNLD or an Eagle Team function. That's the way that they initially prefer to invite people. Other people like to do the party thing, you know, get a few people together in the garden, have some tea and cookies around, and the upline comes and does the presentation. Other people feel much more comfortable doing a pure one-on-one, which is that you go as upline with them to a prospect's house and sit down and go through the whole thing there. Other people like bringing people to a Monday night type training where a peer type presentation can be done on a slightly more formal way. I think the trick is that in today's society you have to be flexible enough as upline to discover which one of these appeal to your downline in the beginning of their business life. Clearly, in time, they're going to use them all, but in the beginning they may have a natural preference for one of them.
Excellent. Thank you, Pete. Folks, so it's clear from what these wonderful people have shared with us that one needs to invest time in helping your new people to get started and to grow themselves and their businesses. And who better to teach them than those of us who have been trained and taught by our uplines and our sponsors in a practical way? Because this is not a business you do from books. This is a business you learn by doing it. And I just read something this morning that the owner of this business has espoused that you learn this business by doing it, not from a book. So folks, I hope you got wonderful tips and some good things you're going to apply in your businesses. Let's give our panel a hand. Thank you.